from Psalm 51.
To the victor, a psalm of David. When Nathan the prophet came in to him when he had gone into Bathsheba. Be gracious to me, O God, according to thy mercy. According to the multitude of thy compassions, wipe out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and from my sin cleanse me. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is continually before me. Against thee only have I sinned, and have done evil in thine eyes, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, that thou mayest be pure when thou judgest. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in my sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou delightest in truth in the reins. And what is blocked from view, thou wilt make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast crushed may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and wipe away all mine iniquities. Create for me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy face, and take not the spirit of thy holiness from me. Return to me the joy of thy salvation, and let a noble spirit support me. I will teach the transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall return to thee. Rescue me from bloods, O God, the God of my salvation. My tongue shall sing aloud of thy justice. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall tell of thy praise. For thou delightest not in sacrifice, that I should give it. Thou art not well pleased in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure to Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then wilt thou delight in the sacrifices of justice, in burnt offering and whole burnt offering. Then will they offer up bullocks upon thine altar. Amen. And finally, we read from the Arcana Celestia a portion of number 10,143. A continual burnt offering means all divine worship in general. A burnt offering means divine worship because burnt offerings and sacrifices were the chief things of the representative worship with the Israelitish and Jewish nation. By sacrifices and burnt offerings was specifically meant purification from evils and falsities, and the implantation then of good and truth, and the conjunction of both, and thus regeneration. The man who is in these is in genuine worship, for purification from evils and falsities consists in desisting from them, and in shunning and turning away from them. And the implantation of good and truth consists in thinking and willing what is good and true, and in speaking and doing them, and the conjunction of both consists in living from them. When a man is of this character, there is divine worship in every work that he does, for he then looks to the divine in everything. He venerates it, and he loves it. Consequently, he worships it. That external worship without internal is not worship is also meant when it is said of burnt offerings and sacrifices in these passages, I spoke not to your fathers concerning burnt offerings and sacrifices, but this word I commanded them, saying, obey ye my voice, and I will be to you for a God. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, and the knowledges of God more than burnt offerings. Shall I come before Yahuwah with burnt offerings? Will Yahuwah be pleased with thousands of rams? He hath showed thee what is good. And what doth Yahuwah require of thee but to do judgment and to love mercy and to humble thyself in walking with thy God? Hath Yahuwah pleasure in burnt offering and sacrifice? Behold, to comply is better than sacrifice, and obedience than the fat of rams. Amen. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.